Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
If you are feeling some sort of pressure this morning, Antoine feels your pain. We'll explain in a second. First, let's see if Monica Brooks' connection actually is halfway decent. Hi, Monica, hi.
Good morning.
Okay. So far, so good.
So far, okay.
She said the words good morning.
Yes.
And I could understand all of them. Monica,
all right, nice.
Tell me, what did you have for dinner last night? This will be our test question.
What did I have for dinner last night? It was kind of just random. I had hamburger that I needed to cook, so I cooked some hamburger.
Okay.
And I made it, I turned it into a sandwich. Okay. So ground hamburger with cheese.
Some people would call that a hamburger.
Yeah, why is that not a cheeseburger?
Because I didn't form a patty. Because that's the only difference. I didn't form a patty.
Why
like, so.
Are you so delusional to yourself? Because this is a pattern. just so everybody understands, and Antoine, you probably aren't even aware of how this is a pattern, but Monica is in denial that she eats cheeseburgers because she describes them in some ridiculous way. Because here we do, I took some ground beef and, you know, I put it in a pan and then I put it in some bread and I put some cheese on it. Okay, well, that's a cheeseburger. No.
Some people might call it a sloppy Joe, in a way.
No.
Because it wasn't, like, formed. So.
No, because doesn't a sloppy Joe have, like, some kind of, like, sauce or something on it?
Yeah, I call it a sloppy description is actually what I would say. And, Antoine, this is a pattern because, and this goes back to 1 million years ago on this show. And it was, Monica, in her younger years, was still learning about food and nutrition and cooking and things like that. And she even asked me, she said, Zach, can you help me and get me some recipes? Yes, go ahead.
Oh, yes, I wanted some healthier recipes. Because, I mean, I always cooked as a kid.
Right.
But I grew up on some deliciousness.
Oh, absolutely.
Lots of butter and stuff, you know.
Right.
Well, and it was, you know, it was the time you were in your 20s. And I think we're all, when you're in your 20s, like, okay, I'm a grown-up now. How do I make grown-up food? Right.
Yeah.
What is this? So I gave Monica all these recipes, and then it was sort of a thing where we'd say, okay, well, Monica, what did you eat for dinner last night? And she would always try to put this sort of liar spin on whatever it was that she ate. And the one that always stuck out was that she came in and said, well, I had a grilled piece. What did you say? Was it I had grilled beef patties with cheese. So you had a cheeseburger.
That's exactly a cheeseburger.
Right, it was a grilled meat patty. I'm like, which is a cheeseburger? I don't know what we're talking about here.
Yes, because if you have a barbecue or a cookout, you grill the burger.
It's grilled.
It's grilled. And she said it that way, I guess, to make it sound fancy, which is... It's a grilled.
A grilled burger.
You've allowed her to get away with this for so long, Zach. It's your fault. It's your fault that she's still saying it.
I had ground beef last night.
You're not allowed to talk to me anymore.
Bread with cheese.
You're not allowed to talk to me. This is how you put your foot down, Zach. Monica, you can't talk to me until you use the proper words.
Oh, you know, see, I had
ground beef.
I would like to encourage maybe the opposite of this. I'm gonna be not helpful in the other direction, Antoine, because as I have learned over the years, Monica is going to do what Monica is going to do. So why should I stand in her way? Instead, I should benefit and enjoy the situation. So what I would like, Monica, if you could come up with healthier sounding liar descriptions of food that is otherwise not healthy, I'd like to start using those. Like, what could we rebrand lasagna as? Because lasagna is just all this, you know, it'd be like, it is a layered plate of meats. With some cheese.
Oh, so like with pizza?
And grains. So a pizza. Yeah, pizza would be another one.
I had a piece of bread with a tomato sauce. And so a light sprinkling of cheese.
I do not condone this activity.
That's fine.
It's like you have a family member that just can't stop robbing banks. And instead of you being like, hey, you should stop robbing banks. Instead, you're like, hey, there's a SunTrust across the street.
Right. See, but that's what I feel is sometimes you have to accept people for who they are, Antoine. So
I refuse.
In your scenario, you say, okay, look. I tried to get you to stop robbing banks. I would like to get a car. So can you break me off a little something? Yeah, just help them out. Maybe map out the banks for them.
You are not helping right now.
Yeah, I feel like I am helping. I'm not helping in a way that you want me to help.
You're not being very helpful.
I am helping, yes.
You are aiding and abetting.
A piece of bread with fresh tomatoes and a sprinkle of
tomatoes.
Cheese. Tomatoes. Yeah, if you say it in a fancy...
Yes.
I'm sorry, wait. tomatoes. Is that where you...
Tomatoes.
One would say tomato. Mm-hmm. You say tomato, I say tomato. And I think I have never met anyone that has said tomato in my entire life.
I don't want to meet anybody who says tomato.
Stupid song. What the heck's going on? Yeah, so Antoine is dealing with pressure, but we're going to deal with that in a second. So what's coming up in the Diamond of the Day here?
Okay, you have to be careful when you bargain shop. Like when you go to these websites or these stores, like if you go to Wish.com, be careful.
Yep.
Yeah, because this one woman, she picked up something from a store and it was just unfortunate.
Okay, good. What did she end up with? Find out next. All right, I'm working on some new descriptions here. How to rebrand some unhealthy foods so they sound healthier. I think also I'm going to try to rebrand some alcohol to make it sound healthy as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. So we're working on that right now.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Yeah, you got to be careful when you're shopping, bargain shopping, because there's so many random things and just crap.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
And online is tough. But you go in regular land, when you go to the store, even if it is some Uber discount store, you can pick things up and you can say, all right, this is flimsy or this is gross or this just looks messed up and you can put it back.
Yep.
But on the internet, one cannot do those things.
Yes. And, you know, as a society, we are inherently suspicious. So when you say we're bargain shopping anyway, we're already going to be like, oh, why? Yeah. Why is this
what
cheaper?
I find is interesting is as a society, we are inherently suspicious until we start shopping online and we go to wickedgooddeals.china and we think, oh, 4 cents for some pants? No problem.
Let's see what it's about.
Yeah.
But yeah, you see people post things from Wish. You see people that go into stores and these like random stores and buy things. And you're like, what is that? Well, this woman, she went to a store called Poundland.
Poundland.
So we clear. Yes, there's a store called, it's like their dollar store. It's like a dollar store.
All right, okay. So safe to go to it on a work computer.
Yes, Poundland.
All right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Boy, that's what Monica says from the comfort of her own home. Yeah, go ahead.
So this nice store.
Poundland. Yes.
Yes,
Poundland.
Yes, Poundland, USA. No, it's somewhere. Well, anyway, this woman, she goes into the store and she wants to buy some supplies, some garden supplies, because it's like a dollar store.
Okay.
So people are going after her because she purchased these metallic mushrooms. And if you Google the metallic mushrooms and you see what she purchased, you will understand what they actually look like. People are saying you need to set that aside.
My mind is going to a place where I don't think Antoine is allowed to look at these pictures on.
No, just Google Poundland metallic mushrooms.
I found the actual Poundland website.
Okay.
I did a lot of questions in Google before. I didn't just type it in. I did a lot of questions
it's
that led
safe.
Me there.
I wrote doing research for an orphanage. Where is Poundland? I keep wanting to say Pound Town, which
I know. That's why I asked the question.
Yep. And Monica, you're setting me up for this because then she sits here and says, well, it's a store called Poundland and she's going to buy garden supplies. So then I start thinking about, well, she's going to buy a hose in Poundland and it's...
Yes.
You're messing me up here.
It's safe to Google. So if you want to shop from Poundland, you can.
Poundland.
And they have all kinds of, things.
I guess.
It looks like a dollar store.
Yeah. And I'm
guessing dollar store.
That these mushrooms have a... anatomy-like quality to them. Would that be correct?
That's right.
Yes. Because I know who brought me this story in the first place, so I have a pretty good idea. Maybe she saw them, though, and she saw them in the store, and she decided, yes, I would like to use these as my lawn ornament. So that's what she wants in her garden, I guess.
It is funny sometimes when people can, you can look at a metallic mushroom like that and say, yes, I want this in my garden, while other people see it and like, no. Can you see?
Yeah.
But... Yes.
There was
feel free to check that out.
There was a low-hanging fruit joke right there that I sidestepped.
Mm.
Because what you said was somebody could see that mushroom and be like, I want it in my garden.
Right.
While somebody else could see that mushroom. And then we just stopped there.
Yeah. See, I understand, Antoine, because I want my paychecks to continue to happen every 2 weeks.
Exactly.
So I did the exact same thing as you. I was like, all right, forget it.
Nope.
So let's go ahead. Well, everyone put your magic metallic mushrooms away and we're going to move on. Coming up next in the show, I'm going to try to come up with some fancy new descriptions of unhealthy food and drink. And also, we didn't get to Antoine. He was pressured yesterday. He felt that pressure. So if you're feeling pressure today, fear not. Antoine feels pressure as well. And he also has some nerves now that he's been to Poundland on his computer. So, I mean, it's his computer, but it's work-issued internet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
We're rebranding foods this morning. So we need to do. Antoine doesn't want to do it.
I just, I don't agree.
I think we can bring you over to the dark side, Dill. I think this is okay, because once you hear some of these rebrands, maybe you want to get on board, because it makes you at least sound healthier or sound like you're on a diet to other people. It's all about lying to yourself, which, as we've learned, is really what we all do in this world.
It's pretty important. I will say that.
There is, and who knows why, but there is a definite thing, and we've all done it, where let's say you go to the gym. And you're supposed to do 10 bench presses.
Yes.
And you do 9. And you know you did 9. But you write down 10. Why do you write it 10 for yourself? Like, it's for you and nobody else. Why do you do that? It's because we like lying to ourselves. So let's lie to ourselves. And if you make it sound classy, all the better. See if you can identify this food. Layered grains with meats, tomatoes, and a dusting of cheese.
Layered grains. Is that
spaghetti?
It's lasagna. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Yep. There's the new lasagna. Okay, let's try this one. Chicken breast with a light coating of breads.
Fried chicken.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
There you go. Okay, let's try this one. A fermented corn soup with a splash of citrus.
That sounds like a drink.
It is.
With a splash of citrus.
Yes.
Whiskey.
So, whiskey is correct. That is correct. That's some corn whiskey right there, baby. Okay, here we go. See how much better this sounds already? Hey, what'd you do last night? Well, I had a fermented corn soup with a splash of citrus. People think you're all a foodie or something. Oh, look at you, all chefing it up. No, I got drunk on corn whiskey, but that's fine. A bowl of chilled dairy products mixed with fruit.
Chili products mixed with fruit?
A bowl of chilled dairy products mixed with fruit.
Is it some kind of dip?
Ice cream?
Ice cream. See, Monica, you know what? Because this originates from Monica
to
describe cheeseburgers, you speak this language. Look at you. You're nailing this game. I like it. Yeah, so there you go. If you would like me to rebrand some other unhealthy food, I'll see what I can come up with. Antoine, you are feeling the pressure, man. If anyone's feeling pressure today, just know that Antoine understands.
I'm feeling the pressure with you.
It's peer pressure in particular, because you always have that pressure in this world from other people, especially when you're younger. You feel a lot of peer pressure. Come on, man. Drink this fermented corn soup. You'll like it. And you were feeling the pressure yesterday.
Yeah, and it's so frustrating because I really should be motivated to do this myself, and I shouldn't have to feel pressure from other people before I do it, but I just don't want to cut the grass. I never want to do it. I hate it. I hate grass. I wish I lived in a desert. It's just so frustrating.
And you know what? I ain't gonna lie. I bit the bullet this year because I'm not someone who loves spending money on other things, especially if I can do them myself. But I started paying the lawn guy to just mow the lawn. Oh my God, it's great. I love not doing it, Antoine.
Yeah, pay somebody. Find a neighborhood kid.
They're unreliable, though. Yeah. And then you got to try to schedule. What you want is a lawn guy, and you say, here's your monthly fee. Please come mow my lawn every single time it needs
to
be mowed.
And I can trust you to do a good job.
Right.
With the kids, you know.
Right. Logan, he'll do okay. He'll miss a spot. Occasionally, he'll be like, I have to go to Lego camp next week, so I can't mow your lawn. Or he just doesn't answer his phone for 4 days, and your lawn needs to be cut. No.
You
need a guy.
I actually started looking up the automatic lawnmowers. Like, it's like a Roomba.
Oh, those?
They have really good reviews. Like, I've been watching it. They have really good reviews.
I don't trust those things because I feel like eventually they're going to rise up against us and they're going to mow your feet off. Like, that's
fine.
Yeah.
I don't need my feet. I'm just worried about them going in the street or something, or somebody's stealing it. Like, it's out there cutting the grass and I'm in the house taking a nap. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I don't hear the lawnmower anymore. It's like 5 houses down.
No. Yeah, because it would be so easy to steal. People love that justification in this world. If anything that you own gets even remotely close to a sidewalk, they have decided that it is free for them to take because it is some sort of throwaway. I one time rented an aerator, which is a thing that you do to you know, poke all those holes in your lawn. And these things are gigantic, man. It's this giant looking, practically like a tractor. You can get on it. It's so heavy because it has to push down to do whatever. So I had it sitting at the base of my driveway and I was going to come out in a few minutes and start aerating. And all of a sudden this truck pulls up in front of my house and this very large Russian man gets out and he's looking at it. And I come out and say, excuse me, can I help you? He goes, this is not trash. I said, no, it's not trash. It's sitting right here in the driveway. Oh, sorry. Thought it was trash.
I thought it was trash.
I almost wanted him to try
to. Yes.
Yeah, I guess. Well, he wasn't going to ask until I came out and said, excuse me, what's going on, Vladimir? And what I did want was to watch him try to pick this thing up on his own because it weighs about 4,000 pounds. Yeah. Hey, you threw your back out. By the way, not trash. Thank you very much. So did you mow the lawn?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Maybe today.
Well, no. Again, you have to have the important things. Kids, don't give in to peer pressure.
Exactly.
Just because your lawn is ugly and everybody else's.
It's getting a little rough. It's getting a little messy.
Just let it grow.
Nature.
Right now, my lawn has a quarantine haircut.
Oh, okay.
I need to fix it.
Well, and that's what you say. Is just, since I'm in quarantine, it's solidarity for the lawn is what it is. Coming up in the Scoopla, why do mosquitoes like you? You know, if you're that person. Ah, the mosquitoes. Why do they like me so much? I'll give you some reasons as to why they may. Also, something involving genetically modified mosquitoes. I mean, what could possibly go wrong with this?
Yay.
Also, the backwards game is the all movie screaming edition, Monica. So it's all scenes from movies, famous quotes, but they're all loud and screamy like this one. You shall not pass! Lord of the Rings, you know, that staff in the ground and everything, he just does it right there. Backwards game, all movie screaming edition here in a few minutes, including Monica, I believe one of your favorite movie scenes of all time, because you like to bring it up all the time, so that will be here in the backwards game. I'm also rebranding different unhealthy foods, because if you give them a new name, then they sound healthy. So see if you can figure this one out. It is spicy white meat chicken with an herb dipping sauce.
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings is correct, yes.
I know my chicken wings now.
Yeah, you do. Okay, how about this one? Matchstick tubers bathed in a hot vegetable soup served with a side of tomato concentrate. Wait, I'm sorry, tomato concentrate.
Tomato.
Matchstick tubers bathed in a hot vegetable soup served with a side of tomato concentrate.
What, a hot dog?
No, it's french fries.
It is french fries. There it is.
Yep. French fries.
Yes, the hot vegetable soup is fry oil.
Yeah.
Yep, just a big thing of fry oil. There you go, and then your ketchup.
It's all good and healthy for you.
Isn't it, though? Exactly. So, yes. We'll just keep rebranding.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Oh, it's skeety season. Mosquitoes be everywhere.
Yeah, they do.
Biting on you. And what you want in this world, because you can't just get rid of mosquitoes. Love to, but clearly we're unable to do that, is you want to at least associate yourself with one person that the mosquitoes like better. That's what you want.
Okay.
Right. You want to hang out with that one person.
How do I find that person?
Well, you got to find that person that always complains, mosquitoes, they just love me. We have a friend, Amy. Amy's the best to hang out with outside because, boy, those mosquitoes love Amy. It's terrible for her.
I will become friends with somebody just because mosquitoes like them more.
Yeah, and really, they're almost...
Why do they love her?
Maybe it's one of these reasons, and you'll see. But really, what it is you want to find a friend and treat them like a reverse scarecrow. It's just kind of, they all go to that person. Number one is your body temperature is slightly higher than other people's. And it varies because of age and gender and how much you move around or even if you like eat spicy food. But the mosquitoes like a slightly warmer body temperature.
Okay.
So if you have a friend who runs warm, that's a good start. Another one is exercise. So if you have a friend who exercises a lot, our friend Amy is big into the exercise, so that works out. It raises your body temperature and makes you produce more carbon dioxide and lactic acid, which mosquitoes are a big fan of. Pregnant women, they like pregnant women because their temperature is higher and they produce more CO2. It's kind of that same thing. If the person is stressed out, studies have shown the mosquitoes are drawn to the hormones that come out of your sweat when you are stressed.
Ooh.
Right. So you want
to stress.
Yeah, we're looking for a stressed gym rat as of now, possibly pregnant. someone who hasn't showered in a while. because they're attracted to specific types of bacteria. And we, of course, have more bacteria on us when we don't shower. And we have more bacteria. And I didn't realize this until this thing I'm looking at. We have more bacteria near our ankles and feet. I'm guessing just because they're closer to the ground. And that's why you get a lot of mosquito bites
okay.
on your ankles and things. Dark clothing. Monica's in trouble because she likes to wear a lot of black.
But, yeah, I do.
Yeah, reds, blacks, and blues attract more mosquitoes as opposed to white and yellow.
All right.
Anyway, who wears yellow?
So I need to find somebody who wears white and yellow, who runs hot.
No, black. You want someone who wears black.
They need to wear black.
Mm-hmm.
They need to run hot. They need to exercise
mm-hmm.
and like spicy food.
And not shower after they exercise and be pregnant. And also, and this is where it's the challenge between the pregnant and if they drink alcohol, because that's the last one. So if you have a pregnant woman that just doesn't care, then it's the perfect thing. But yeah, it's the ethanol that comes out in your sweat is the last one. And what could possibly go wrong with this when it comes to mosquitoes? Within the Florida Keys, because they have a mosquito problem, and they're dealing with outbreaks of the dengue fever. D-E-N-G-U-E.
Oh, I was about
dang,
to say
dang fever.
Yeah, dang fever.
Dang fever. No, that's the coronavirus. That's
okay.
That's the dang fever. This is the dang fever. This is one of those ones that, you know, comes out of, you know, swamps or the rivers in South America or whatever the heck it is. But they're dealing with an outbreak. So they are going to release genetically modified mosquitoes into the population because according to this company, this tech company, this British company, Oxitec, they develop these genetically modified mosquitoes that I guess mate with the regular mosquitoes.
Uh-huh.
And the males have some sort of thing in them that kills the babies. Yeah.
Hmm.
So really, we have a bunch of jerk man mosquitoes
yeah.
going around killing
sure
off
how
the
I
population.
Feel about this.
It says it. They say it works. They say you release these things into a population and it will cut down this one specific mosquito that spreads the dang fever.
I kind of feel a little bad, though. I don't like mosquitoes, but it's also
wiping out a whole
that's
species.
A bit cruel right there.
Yeah, but they're cruel and they're jerks. and some animals don't need to be around. I'm a big fan of nature and the environment and protecting it. But there are certain animals, like a mosquito. You tell me what the nutritional value is of the mosquito or the world contribution of the mosquito. Just whatever it is. Because I don't know what it is.
I feel like there must be one.
No, I think it's killing. Killing is the one thing it's good at. That is the only thing. But yeah, what could possibly go wrong when we release genetically modified
yeah.
insects into the world until maybe what happens if they bite you and then you become genetically modified? And if you become an X-Men, I suppose that would be all right.
Ooh.
We'll look into that.
Mosquito Man. I don't like that name
really,
at all.
Really, that's the worst. I mean, no, of all.
I don't know. That was the first one that popped in my head. Yeah.
Of all the superheroes to become, that's even worse than Ant-Man. I mean, Mosquito Boy.
I have to have something to do with mosquitoes if I'm getting bit by a mosquito.
And what is your power? You're just going to nibble on people's ankles just a little bit?
I guess I'm like part vampire or something, second blood. I don't know.
No, you
I
don't.
Didn't think this out.
You have not thought this out at
I need,
all.
I need a control group.
Let's try some more. I'm coming up with classier descriptions of unhealthy food to make them sound healthier or
yes.
more fun. So let's see if we can figure these out. How about a mixture of eggs and flour paired with a fine dark chocolate?
Is it a candy bar?
No.
No.
A brownie.
Close enough. Cake.
Cupcake?
Cake.
Okay.
It's cake. Just cake. Cake in general. There it is. Okay, how about this one? A bowl of legumes mixed with ground beef and a dusting of cheese.
One more time.
A bowl of legumes mixed with ground beef and a dusting of cheese. A
dusting of cheese.
You tell somebody this is what you have for dinner. It works out better.
I don't chili. Know. Chili?
Monica
That's what Monica
Max,
said.
You are correct. That is chili. Okay, one final one. Pressed corn dusted with a spicy exterior. Pressed corn dusted with a spicy exterior.
That's corn. I have no clue.
I don't know. What, cornbread or something? What, I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry, those are Doritos. So, yes,
oh.
you can eat a whole bag of pressed corn dusted
corn,
with a spicy
to get, okay.
exterior.
I'm with you now.
Yeah. Triangle corn, if you want to call it that.
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
And it makes you sound like a foodie. Makes you sound smart.
If you have a personal trainer, that's how you tell them what you ate for dinner.
Exactly. What'd you eat last night? Pressed corn? Oh, that's nice. Okay,
that's
great.
Very nice. Yes. That's nice.
I
give me
a
recipe.
Dorito. Don't tell him anything.
Today in the backwards game, it is the all movie yelling edition. So these are all very well-known scenes from movies.
Okay.
And they're all kind of shouty. Like round one.
You shall not pass.
Lord of the Rings. That big fire beast looking thing. By standing on that bridge. Whatever his name is. That Gandalf.
I've only seen him one time. I don't know. Gandalf is in Lord of the Rings.
We'll
Dumbledore is another one.
That sounds good. You know what, Antoine, since you're such an aficionado of Lord of the Rings, you can go ahead and go first. Monica, send yourself. You shall go to the soundproof chamber. You're going to hear it two times backwards, and then you tell me what you think it sounds like. We flip you around, do you all forwards and everything. The all-movie shouting edition begins now. You shall not pass is...
Snanrush!
Okay. Again.
Snanrush!
I like it. I don't know if it's any good, but I like it.
I don't like it at all.
I like it. That's good. That's good. You shall not pass. Okay.
I shall not win either.
She is returning from the soundproof chamber. Monica, you will hear you shall not pass. Two times backwards. Time one.
Snanrush.
We now do time two.
Snanrush.
So watch you.
I like them both. I don't know what they're going to sound like when I flip them around, but I think they're both going to be fun. We are listening for You Shall Not Pass. Antoine is first. Here we go.
Chaps, not nice. Whee.
Not Whee. Nice. Not nice.
It's good because it's like you're on a ride at the end. Whee. It's just fun. Here we go. You Shall Not Pass. Not bad.
It wasn't bad.
It's as if, though, at that point in Lord of the Rings, again, he is standing on this long bridge, and he puts that staff down,
yes,
and he's holding back the fire piece. If it was done by Mrs. Doubtfire, that's yeah.
Hello!
Monica Brooks, what do you sound like as Gandalf the Great? Hooey and a fooey.
Watch.
We reverse it around. You shall not pass is... Not bad. It's got an old lady quality to it.
It got something.
You look here, sonny.
This is mine.
Yeah, that's a point.
Yeah.
Correct. Okay. I enjoyed both of them, though. Very good, very good. Okay, Antoine, you're going to go in the soundproof chamber this time. Here it is, forward, if you'd like to hear it, from the movie Wedding Crashers.
The meatloaf!
Will Ferrell's character hanging out in that silky robe, Ma the Meatloaf, which I do believe is my future, with my son, who will be in the basement and is a big fan of meatloaf. So, yeah, it's only a matter of time. Monica, you're going to hear it two times backwards, and then you're going to say it backwards, and we'll flip you around. Here we go. Ma the Meatloaf! Time one.
Fall in the ham!
Okay. We now do time two.
Fall in the ham!
Fallen ham.
So I got a hint of ham in there, which is okay. The good news for Monica is no matter what happens here, this round is fixed because we would like to move on to round three of the movie screaming edition of the backwards game. Antoine's back. Here you go. Ma the Meatloaf. Two times backwards. Time one.
Fallen ham.
Not nearly as long as the other one.
Okay.
Time two.
Fallen ham.
Fallen ham.
That sounded pretty good to me. It's unfortunate for you that you're going to lose this round no matter what, because my vibe is you did a very good job with Ma the Meatloaf.
I felt confident about this one.
Let's see what Monica brought to the table. We are listening for Ma the Meatloaf.
Fallen ham.
Kind of afraid of whatever's going on. Ma the Meatloaf. We flip it around. What does it sound like?
Ma Meatloaf.
It's a good meatloaf,
okay,
though. Yeah.
Ma Meatloaf.
Sounds like a ghost that wants meatloaf. Ma, the meatloaf.
Eat me.
Antoine?
Ball him ham.
It felt good when you said it, Let's see when we turn it around backwards. We get...
Milo.
Wow. That one's really good, too.
Yeah.
Point, Monica.
Yep.
Correct.
Monica did have a better meatloaf than you, though. So I do think it was just by a hair legitimate for her anyway.
So as we say.
Well, yeah, I do say. Monica, this is one of your favorite movie scenes of all time. Mm. It comes from the Tom Hanks movie Castaway, where he is trapped on that island with just him and his favorite little ball. And what happens when his little ball floats away in the ocean? He yells, Wilson! I'm sorry, Wilson! Oh, boy, so sad there, Wilson. Oh. Okay, so Monica, you go to the soundproof chamber. Antoine's going to go first. Gonna hear it two times. Wilson, I'm sorry, Wilson. It's a little long, but it starts and ends the same way. So here we go. Okay, time two. Maybe it is too long. I don't know. Okay. Shout out to anyone named Allison. This it's in there somewhere.
It comes on.
She is back from the soundproof chamber. Mm-hmm. Again, I apologize on this one. It's slightly long, but it is Wilson. I'm sorry, Wilson. You'll hear it two times. Here's time one. Now we move on to time two. Smacking Nelson.
I don't
You're
know.
Smacking him.
Boy, man, what did Nelson ever do to y'all?
That's how you really feel about it, huh?
Yes. All right. We're listening for Wilson. I'm sorry, Wilson. Antoine.
Allison, when I smile, Allison.
All right. We flip it around.
He was singing.
He was singing a little bit.
A little R&B right there.
It's a little bit.
Nelson, I'm signing Nelson.
Not bad.
Nelson, I'm signing Nelson.
And it does kind of sound like a Jodeci song. Just a little bit there. Time to... actually, here it is.
We all smack Nelson.
We all smack Nelson.
Nelson.
You know, we laugh, but these are the kind of times where it sounds perfect when I flip it around. So what do we get?
Nelson, I'm sorry, Wilson.
I mean, listen
and see,
to that.
And we laugh.
I'm sorry, Wilson.
Correct.
Congratulations, Monica. You win.
Sometimes you just got to smack Nelson.
Yep. Who knew?
Smacking
Nelson gets you the victory in the backwards game. The all movie shouting edition here on The Thing. We got a brand new birthday scam coming up. It's called The Sacred Burial Ground. I am calling to inform this guy that we have found Civil War artifacts on his land, or should I say our land, because we are going to take that land, and he's not too happy about that.
No, what? You're digging up my backyard?
Our backyard. It belongs to the city now.
Like hell it does. This is my private property.
Benji.
No, it's Ben.
Yes, I know. I thought I'd give it one more try. Sacred Burial Ground, 710 on the Thing.
Turn it up.
You're hanging.
Brand new birthday scam on the way. Sacred Burial Ground, now a mystery sound.
The K92 Morning Thing, trending top three, number three.
The mask. You know, we gotta wear the mask.
Yes.
Not a fan of the mask, but you gotta
wear the mask.
Just wear the mask. Just seriously.
Yeah. I'm not even playing around anymore. Right. Like joking around. Just wear the mask.
Just wear it. Who cares? All right. Just do it. I don't like it either, and I look forward to it being over. Maybe one of your gripes about the mask is that no one can see you. You know, because you're trapped behind the mask and all they see is just this black cloth or whatever it is. Well, I have a solution for you because there's a guy that has developed and it's kind of creepy and I guess it's kind of cute and goofy all at the same time. It's a mask for your face, of your face.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
So they'll take a picture of your lower face and print it out on the mask. So it's you as the mask.
I think I've seen some of those like on the internet. Like, maybe, like, a random person just did it at home or something.
I think, Antoine, since we're best buds, whether you like it or
not. Nope. Where have you going with this?
Oh,
nope. I disagree with whatever you're about to say.
We'll get masks, and then you can wear mine, and I'll wear yours.
I really wish you wouldn't have finished that sentence.
I'll be lower. Antoine's lower mouth, and
no,
you can be
I don't,
Zach.
No, thank you.
That
I'd rather.
That doesn't even sound right.
Nope. I'd rather wear a trash bag or something.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. No.
You just rather suffocate. You, yeah. I'll take yeah. a trash bag.
He's like, yeah, exactly. You need a hole for your mouth.
Number two.
No, I don't. No, oh I don't.
God. That would look so ridiculous. Yeah, I'm putting this up just because I think it's interesting. Do you know what was number one at the box office last week? Anyone?
I have no. There's
what?
A box office.
Is a movie out?
There is a box.
What's
office.
A box office?
The box office is, you know, the movie tickets that are sold. The number one movie last week was Jurassic Park, the movie from 1993, Jurassic Park.
Oh, are theaters showing old movies right now?
Drive-ins. Yeah, oh. See? So the number one movie last week was Jurassic Park. It made $517,000,
okay.
Which is slightly lower than what they normally would be. Number two, Jaws from 1975.
Can these drive-ins get an updated playlist?
But they do have some updated playlists. I guess Invisible Man and Trolls World Tour have been out there a few times, too.
Okay.
But a lot
yeah,
of them are they're just showing like classic movies and people are going to the drive-in and I guess enjoying themselves. Drive-in always has felt overrated to me.
Who is going to a drive-in to watch Jaws? Jaws came out in 1975.
Yep. So Jaws has
a lot
been,
of quarantine people with kids.
Yeah, just with kids.
Well, not for Jaws, but... Not
just to get out the house.
Right.
Hey, kids, you
want
to go? You know yeah. what it is you're trying to, what you're doing is you had vacation plans to go to Myrtle Beach.
Right.
And you've realized that because the coronavirus is exploding there, you've decided that you don't want to take the trip. The children are going to be disappointed when you tell them that they can't go to the beach. So what you do is you take them to see Jaws. That way, they don't want to go to the beach.
They don't want to go to the beach
So
anymore.
Then when you tell them, well, fine, the beach is canceled. And they'll be like, good, we don't want to go anyway. Yeah, it all works out fantastic.
All right.
Number one.
Everybody wins. Okay, I have a mystery sound that is trending this morning. Can you guess what is this sound? It's specifically that sort of slapping sound. Okay. Is it A, an angry Russian man slapping his big fat belly? Is it B, an angry Russian man? They're all angry Russian men. So let's see. Snapping into a Slim Jim. Or
okay.
is it C, an angry Russian man slapping another dude in the face with a sausage?
I'm going C. I'm going to sausage
yeah.
getting slapped in the face.
Correct. Yep, you would be correct. Yep, this is in the Ukraine, and he's assaulting another shopper with a sausage at a grocery store. Why? Because that guy didn't have a mask on. So there you go.
There you go. Lesson learned. You either wear a mask or you get smacked in the face with
a
sausage.
It's a waste of sausage.
No. Sometimes.
Now he gets the sausage.
Sometimes sacrifices have to be made, Monica.
Then you gotta go back in the store, and he's gotta get more kielbasa. And what if they're out? Because, you know, supply chain and all this stuff. But that is what happens. Okay, coming up next, sacred burial ground. Okay, sacred burial. Take two. Take three.
Go.
Take four. Because Antoine doesn't want to be best. You don't want to be mouth friends with me.
I wish you would stop
no,
saying things
stop
like
saying
that.
Just stop saying it sounds so gross.
Exactly.
Take 12. Sacred burial ground. Birthday scam. Brand new next. I'm also hosting Craigslist Prices Right this hour. Stuff for sale on the interwebs on the way.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. Today's scam is on Ben, and it actually comes from his lawn guy. I guess they've kind of become buddies, and they chat for a while when he comes to cut the grass. So I'm going to call from the city to let Ben know that we found some stuff in his backyard, and now we own it. It's the birthday scam, Sacred Burial Ground, on the K92 Morning Thang.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Benjamin?
It is.
Hello, Benji. May I call you Benji?
Actually, it's Ben. Who is this?
This is Johnson. I'm calling from the City of Zoning Department.
Okay, is there something I can do for you?
You sure it's not Benji? I like the name Benji.
No, it's Ben. What is the reason you're calling me?
Okay, fine, Ben. I'm calling because we received word from Thomas of Landscaping. Is that your lawn guy?
It is.
Yes. So he informed us that during his last visit to your house, he found a couple items in your backyard and he brought them to us to check out. And it turns out they're of major historical consequence.
Really? Well, he didn't mention anything to me.
Yes, that's actually lawn care zoning protocol to present the items to the city officer first for review so we can then properly communicate with the homeowner.
Okay. So what's going on?
Well, it turns out these artifacts can be traced to the Civil War history of the area.
Oh, wow. Really? That is pretty cool.
It is. Mm. And this material is quite significant, actually. Are you familiar with the Battle of Snakeskin Hill from the Civil War?
No, I'm not.
That's understandable. It was actually a very small battle, shouting match more than anything. But it remains significant because it had one single death, a man named Eustace Flimtibble.
Okay.
And you see, there was a bit of mystery surrounding his death, and his body was never recovered. And these artifacts your lawn guy has given to us trace directly to the DNA of Mr. Flimtibble.
Okay. I guess that's interesting.
It is very interesting because given the storied history of this area during the war, it was one of the great mysteries. And now that we've found these artifacts, it will allow us to take control of this land and excavate it even deeper.
Wait, what? I'm sorry, what?
These were found in your backyard, correct?
Yeah.
Well, I should actually correct myself. It is now our backyard through historical eminent domain.
No, what?
Yes, we will have our bulldozers and backhoes out there to start at the beginning of the week to do the dig.
Wait, no, what? You're digging up my backyard?
Our backyard. It belongs to the city now.
Like hell it does. This is my private property.
Benji.
No, it's Ben.
Yes, I know. I thought I'd give it one more try. All right, Ben, like I said, because of the historical significance of this find, we need to take over this land and dig it up for, like, you know, history stuff.
I don't give a rat's ass what you think you need. This is my property. You can't just take it away from me.
Dude, we're the government. We can do whatever we want, Benji. Yeah, well,
no, not today. You'll be hearing from my lawyer and you won't set one foot on my property until this is court. I'll chain myself to a tree in my backyard if I have to. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. It's a birthday scam. Hey, it's Zach from K92. Take it down two notches. Hi, you're on the radio. Oh. Hi, Ben. Not Benji.
No.
K92. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. At BJ's Wholesale Club, saving is
a bunch of goofy stuff for sale on the internet coming up in Craigslist Prices Right. Now, a very difficult decision.
The K92 Morning Things. One, gotta go.
Bye bye.
I mean, that's kind of the whole idea with the one gotta go.
Yes.
Because if it was a very easy decision, it would be a very quick segment.
It wouldn't be fun.
Right. We'd all say, yes, C. We all hate that one. Let's go ahead and move on. So, what we do is we present four things that are somehow related, and we decide which one's gotta go. And today's, man, it's gonna be a very tough decision because I feel like we love all four of these things.
Yes, we do.
And we've missed all four of these things.
And we are excited to get them back at some point.
Yeah, so Monica, this is sort of a corona-themed one. So these are four things that, because of COVID, have sort of gone away. And, you know, are hopefully working their way back in. But you have to make the decision that one of them does not return. So these are four things. They're never coming back. They went away and now they're never coming back. And you have to decide, will it be movies? There'll be no more movies. You don't get to watch movies. No movie theater. Not even movies at your house. Like, they're just not even going to review movies anymore.
Oh,
they're not going to film them. They're not going to do anything. There are no more movies.
Gone forever.
Next, sports. None. They're gone. They're never coming back. There's no football season. There's no basketball season. There's no baseball. There's none of them. Not even these ones that have come back. There's no golf.
No UFC, no MMA, none of that.
You know what? No, not even the WWE. Not even something that's close to a sport.
That's sports entertainment. Gone. Still sports.
Exactly. Gone. So all sports, gone. Number three, concerts. All concerts. You never get to see anyone perform ever again.
No more live music.
Mm-mm. You just hear a bunch of canned stuff on the radio. Yeah. That's it. You know, the concert one might actually be good for us on a business level. You know, no more concerts. You got to get your music here.
You got to come listen to us.
No more concerts or no more restaurants. That's it. No more going out to eat. No more hanging out in the bars. No more dancing in the club. They're gone. I'm counting the club as the restaurant.
Now, does a bar...
This is easy for me.
Does a bar count as a restaurant?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
This is like a food and drink establishment. They're all gone. And Monica, you say this is an easy one for you.
Think about the people that... Yep. Before you make your choice.
What Antoine is saying is before you say sports, he's going to give you a reason why you shouldn't.
Think about the people that mean a lot to you and how that would impact them. Okay, so think about me and Jared is really what I'm saying right here. If you're going to say sports, okay?
Uh-huh.
Think about how happy sports and B-dubs on fight nights, how happy that makes Jared. You will be taking that away from your husband. I'm just putting it out there just in case you were going to say sports.
And you were going to say what, Monica?
Okay, so what was the first one again?
Movies. So movies, sports, movies. Concerts, restaurants.
Sports.
I just said think about others. Did you miss that?
What'd you say?
I'm so sick of you today.
One gotta go, sports.
You say sports. So even though, I mean, your man, huge sports fan. Antoine practically...
Jared just walked downstairs.
Begged you.
You agree, Jared?
Sure. No, Jared. Jared.
Yeah, look, Antoine's screaming, but you can't hear him. Ha ha.
Don't agree. Don't do it. You're getting rid of all of sports.
Wow.
Man. So, Antoine, is your answer also sports? Is that correct?
Heck to the no.
I'm going to be honest with you right now. I'm picking sports also.
You, mister, I love fantasy. Everything. What's the last concert you went to? You don't go to concerts that often.
Yes,
say that again.
You don't even like restaurants. You don't trust other people's cooking.
I love concerts. Now, okay, I guess the only rule would be if I never was allowed to, you know, play sports ever or I couldn't coach my son's sports.
Yeah, sports don't exist anymore. Ooh. They don't exist.
Nah, see, I was just thinking they're just pro sports.
No, all sports.
I think we can still rec activities, physical activities and things like that.
No, that's a sport. No, but it
exists in a bubble. Hey, I made up this segment. I'm making up the rules. Because,
I can't believe it.
Here's my thing about it, though, is I think about it. I haven't missed sports.
You've been all right without, right?
I've been all right without. And I feel like it's making me a more efficient person because I'm not wasting time on sports.
No.
Or money? You saving money?
Because the sports that you care about would just now be ramping up. You really only care about baseball and football. Uh-huh. You don't care about any of those spring or winter sports.
True. That is true.
So, no, that doesn't even count. That's not even a good argument. And you're
good morning to all listening. Zach hates sports.
You're taking softball and baseball from your son. Oh. You're taking dance from your daughter because dance is categorized as a sport.
No,
a competitive
isn't.
Sport. By definition, that's what it is, sir.
They'll just have to twirl around.
I'm just putting
the fire in there. Because my other answer would be movies. I just don't watch a whole lot of them.
I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to be anymore. I don't even want to play the game anymore. I'm not even giving you my choice because y'all are stupid. I said that word today. I'm sorry, children. I usually don't talk like this, but they are dumb.
This is fun.
He went from worse to worser.
This was fun. So if you'd like to text in to 52353, let us know.
If you're going to say movie or sports, you can keep your text to yourself. I'm just putting it out there right now.
You know, it's almost as if we did a segment, Monica, where it was, would you get rid of restaurants? Would you get rid of concerts? Or would you get rid of Antoine? Just get him out.
That's really what you did, because I don't want to be around either one of you guys. I think you're terrible people, and you don't deserve hugs, high fives, or smiles.
If I can't do the youth sports, then I'm not doing that one, but I am going to movies. I'm sorry, Antoine. They're just too long anyway. I can watch shows. They're shows.
I don't want to hear it.
Who needs movies?
I don't want to hear it.
10 out of 2, morning thing. Monica, Zach, and a very sad Antoine. A very hurt Antoine. Everyone's getting rid of his sports.
Antoine's annoyed is what Antoine is.
We did one gotta go. It was movies. It was sports. It was concerts. It was restaurants. Text 52353. Sarah says concerts because tickets are too expensive, and without movies at home for the children, she would be bald from pulling her hair out. So
I don't have kids, but I feel like that's a valid argument.
Yeah, that's a good point right there. Let's see. Oh, and this person. Sports. Love my Hokies, but love Twilight more.
And we love you.
I don't even know how. How do I rebuttal that? You just compared the Hokies to Edward and Jacob.
Man. It's a love story. Antoine, it's about eternal love.
I guess. It's about something.
I mean, the Hokies only love you from time to time, and other times they say,
yeah, they do make you upset.
They treat you all. Not,
I see, love my Hokies,
think
though.
Of all the times that sports has made you mad or put you in a bad mood.
But
you could send that all away.
Sports is consistent. Sports makes me happy, too.
And basketball, all that squeaking.
All that squeaking.
That's just
squeaking
you, Monica. Shoes. You are like the it's only person I've ever heard too that much. Hates the sneaker squeaking.
You know, ever since she brought it up, I kind of hate the squeak, too. So, ladies and gentlemen, come on down, y'all. The next contestant on the Craigslist Price is Right. I'll be hosting today. I've been trolling the internet for all manner of things. Both safe for work and not safe for work. But today, these are three items that are for sale, and they are local. So Monica and Antoine will compete in the game, and y'all just lock in with the asking price of these things, and we will see who is closest to the actual asking price. We have the stay-at-home happy hour on the way here in a few minutes, so we will kick off your day. It's Friday Eve, so it's almost sort of kind of maybe please be the weekend as well. But now... let's play the game. Ladies and gentlemen, who wants a boat?
A boat?
To get away from you two right now? I would love one.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you're going to get away slowly because it's one of them pontoony kind of boats.
Ew.
Right here.
Okay.
The perfect cocktail cruiser, as it says right here.
All right.
It's a 2010 Duffy electric boat. This boat was freshly all gripped last year. Whatever that means.
Okay.
And no need to wax. So you don't have to wax your boat. It is a Cuddy model 22 footer with a forward cabin and cushions, a vacuum flush head. So that'd be the bathroom. You have a sink with running water, a little refrigerator, and seating for 10 people.
Okay.
And it's got a little canvas top on it.
Sounds all right.
Yeah, so it's kind of a little, just a little pontoony boat to tool around. It says it has a great sound system with Bluetooth. It will run for hours because it has 16 golf cart batteries. Is that a thing, or is that...
I don't know, but it makes me nervous now.
I don't know.
It makes you wonder if you've modded it out yourself.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Yeah, man, I put 16 golf cart batteries on this piece of wood. Now it's a boat. Enjoy. What would you pay? Surrey top, very quiet. Who wants a boat?
All right, I'm locked.
Okay. I'm locked.
Now, if the electric thing works, it says here that it costs $2 to recharge all them batteries, which is way better than... Boat gas is expensive.
It's very expensive.
Yeah. So 2010, Duffy electric boat. Antoine, you have no sports, you have no movies, but you can at least have a boat to try to get away from us. Unfortunately for you, since we only have lakes around here, you're just going to kind of get around us a little bit, and then we'll be back here
again.
I
am playing this game in protest.
Okay.
The rest of the show is in protest, just for the record. All right, I am
like
locked.
We have that at least once a week where someone's playing the
That's
show
very
in protest.
True.
What do you say?
I am locked at $8,500.
$8,500. Monica, what would you pay for this here boat?
I'm locked at $7,500.
$7,500. Okay. Relatively close on this, and I can tell you that both of you are way off the asking price of $29,500.
That means you're wrong.
But that is Antoine.
Don't you give me the buzzer. I still won. Give me my ding, 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 ding.
Correct.
Thank you.
You know, for someone who was in protest, you seem to be doing a
lot of talking. If I have to be here, darn it.
Yeah, $29,500 for this here boat. It's got all that stuff.
I mean, it does get... I mean, I have no clue.
Yes, sounds nice.
It's a 10-year-old boat. I mean, I guess maybe that's the going rate on a boat. Whatever it is, I do know that Antoine gets the point in that
round.
Thank
you.
So, let's move on now to round two. For sale right now. I don't even know what the heck this is, but according to this, it's rare. It is a rare Rurouni Kenshin Meiji Kenkaku Romantan DVD series.
I don't think
what?
You said words.
It's rare.
It sounds rare.
Yes. So if you want to get the whole...
Give that to me again.
Rurouni Kenshin Meiji Kenkaku Romantan DVD series.
Is it anime?
I believe it is. You get the whole series.
Yeah.
This person says, very rare. You would spend way more for this if it was by itself. But he's going to sell it to you all in one collection. You also get... Yushio and Tora on VHS.
All right, so it is anime. Okay.
Oh, I do. Have you heard of one of those?
Okay.
Yushio.
Yushio.
It's similar to like Yu-Gi-Oh, I think.
Ah, okay. Because I almost pronounced it Ushio.
I could be completely wrong.
I went with Yushio, so that's right. The very rare Rurouni Kenshin Meiji Kenkaku Romantan DVD series.
I'm locked.
And
I'm locked as well.
Yushio and Tora on VHS. Monica, what say you?
$25.
$25. For all of those things. Antoine!
All right, I went a little bit more expensive. I went $125.
$125?
You said it's very rare.
Well, yes. We meet somewhere in the middle for the asking price of $60.
Correct!
Point. Oh, it's Monica.
Monica Brooks, you get the points. This person says easily would sell for $40 each, but he's going to sell all of them to you for $60. And my question is, why? If you could sell all of them for $40 each, wouldn't you?
That's not smart at all.
I'm doing you a favor, person I don't know. I always wonder what's stolen. When it comes down to it, like, what's been stolen? Because everything's got to move. Always got to move fast. Great deal for you. Here it is. Okay, the third and deciding round of the game is now. Who wants a pig?
Yeah.
Just a pig.
Just a pig.
Yeah, you want a pig? I got a pig for you. Pig for sale. It's a local pig. It's in Roanoke. So if you'd like a Roanoke pig,
okay.
They have a few nice pigs. These are not pets, is what they say. And soon will be 300 to 400 pounds. We have great bloodlines with litters average 18. Volume discounts available. Delivery can be arranged for a fee, but we don't care about those. Just one pig to go pick it up.
One pig.
How much you want for one pig? Oh, I'm sorry. It's a Gretna pig, if that matters in your decisions.
Okay.
Because, you know, Roanoke is like a city pig.
Yeah, I've seen some country pigs.
Yeah, Gretna. You want a good country-fed pig. Absolutely. What would you pay for a pig?
I'm locked.
All right. Antoine, how much for a pig?
$317.
$317 for this here pig. Monica Brooks!
Ooh, I'm going $110.
$110. So she's going much lower. I can tell you this. This pig's a... Let me get my winner music up for the person who wants to win right here, right now. This pig is a bargain at $40.
Correct!
$40. Congratulations, Monica.
A $40 pig.
Give me that bacon.
Yeah,
that's turkey bacon right there.
That's a great investment, though. Becomes a 300 to 400 pound pig. That's a lot of bacon for $40.
I don't trust it. I'm not bargain shopping for my pig.
You don't trust a good Gretna pig?
Uh-uh.
These are Landrace. That's what it says on the thing here.
No, overcharge me, please.
They're not pets. $300 to $400.
$300?
Great bloodlines. Yeah, $300?
I don't know. It's 300 pounds of bacon. Like, that's around, like...
Okay, but you know what? If a little pig costs $300, then you would pay $900 for pork tenderloin at the store.
Hey.
That's how it would relate.
We are in a situation where prices may get jacked up.
That is true. Congratulations, Monica. You win
whatever.
The Craigslist Price is Right.
You
know, I feel like we're piling on, Antoine, because we are. In the one gotta go of movies, sports, concerts, and restaurants. One of them had to go, and a lot of us picked sports, and if not sports, then we pick movies, which are basically Antoine's two favorites.
Yes.
And this texter 52353. If Antoine's answer was concerts, then he's dumb. Everybody knows music brings joy. More joy than sports. Dummy.
And my retort is, my Spotify library has all of the music in the world. You don't need concerts to have music, and my phone brings me joy.
So Antoine's response is, eat poopy.
Exactly.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
Stay at home.
Well,
happy
this makes me happy.
Yes.
And this will probably make Antoine happy, but Henry Cavill, he wants to play Superman for years to come. And he is boring to follow on Instagram, but I still follow him. And I think this right here is his, like, this quarantine life has always been his life.
This is Henry Cavill's life. He lives in quarantine. Yes.
He's
ridiculous.
He's the Fortress of Solitude. That's why it's perfect for him to be Superman. Yeah.
Maybe he just doesn't like to post his things. Maybe he's out there living a full life, a life that most people couldn't even handle.
No.
But he's like, you know what? I'm going to keep that to myself and the people I'm with.
Check out his Instagram. He looks great, and he's a phenomenal Superman, and I want him to stay
boring.
Superman. Yes.
He's boring. Yeah, that's all it is.
Antoine,
your logic is wrong.
You
it's wrong because if he did all those things, he would show up on other people's Instagram.
No.
Which he does not.
He could be like Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter had a no phone policy at any event he had where he was at.
Well, it doesn't really matter.
No, he has a phone. It's just him and his dog. And that's great and all. It's just in the mountains. Okay, so
you're
Martha
rude.
Stewart.
What are you going to say about her?
Martha. Oh, she's great. So she has two new shows. She's going to have a show on HGTV as well as Food Network.
Okay.
And so she's going to invite her fans over to her house while she does projects, like home projects.
Okay.
And that makes sense. It's Martha Stewart, so.
I actually thought when I first read this, she was going to have fans come to her house and make them do chores. They were going to have to do the chores at Martha's house. Actually, it's still what it sounds like a little bit.
I would still probably do that.
It does. I imagine they will help. They're going to help her.
Well, because what else are you going to do? Just stand there and watch an 80-year-old woman garden? Like, what?
No,
I know.
You would have to join in. I get to be a part of it.
And you know, what Antoine would say is, this is what you get if we don't have any sports or movies.
Exactly.
Yep, you're going to have to watch 80-year-old people garden.
You're going to Martha Stewart's house to help her out. Congratulations, guys.
That's all you're going to get.
I'll take it.
That you asked for it. This is all you get.
Yep.
Now, sometimes it's not your fault because it's like a computer glitch or something. Other times, maybe you're drunk shopping online. What happened in this situation?
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
All right, I found a rare, ultimate rare item that would cost you $100,000.
Yeah, sometimes rare doesn't necessarily mean you want it. I mean, we had that Craigslist Price is Right where it was a rare Kam Fashtu Mimi Dimi DVD I'd never heard of.
Yes.
And it was more expensive than a pig. Did you realize that, Monica? You could get a pig for cheaper than those weird Japanese anime DVDs. But yeah, Antoine has something. It's rare and it's available. Yes.
Okay, well, this guy, he wanted to see his girlfriend, but he needed transportation. So he tried to steal what?
Okay. We'll get to crime always pays at the end of the broadcast, so we'll get to that. Guy accidentally buys blank online. Was it A, 300 toothbrushes, B, 28 Teslas, or C, a baby?
Ooh, the baby is just right there.
Oh, my gosh.
I just want to say baby. But I'm going to go.
Let me just clarify.
I'm going to go B.
It is a baby, not da baby.
So
it's not
okay.
Rapper
not
da baby.
Not the baby with the bop.
Right.
The
nor the other rapper, the baby.
It's not him either.
Yeah, not him either. Okay.
All right. I'm going with the toothbrush.
B. You're, Tesla.
Okay, so neither of you are going with baby. Good, because it's not on there. Correct answer is the Teslas. Yep.
Correct.
He accidentally
28 Teslas.
28 Teslas. Poor guy. So this dude... older dude decides, all right, well, buy me a Tesla. So you can buy them online. And you reserve your Tesla. He said, I'm going to get me the Model 3. And you have to pay 100 euros as a deposit, which is like 200 bucks. That's your deposit. Fine. No big deal. So he goes ahead and he clicks on it. Nothing happens. He's like, all right, nothing happened. Okay, let me just click this button again. Nothing happened. Let me just click this button again.
Yeah, at least one more time.
Go ahead and click. Well, actually, 27 more times, because found out the next day, 28 Teslas is what he had ordered.
Yeah.
$1.58 million dollars worth of Teslas.
That is not with the Teslas, but that has happened with me before, like paying a bill online. I didn't think anything happened. I didn't get a baby. I didn't think anything happened. So I was like, all right, I hit it again. Next thing I know, I paid for like 4 future bills. And I'm like, oh no, I can't do this right now.
And what sucked for this dude is the 100 euro deposit is non-refundable. So he didn't have to pay $1.5 million for all the Teslas, but he was supposed to spend about $5,000 on deposits. Tesla found out about it and canceled them all out. They said, don't worry about it.
Thank you, Mr. Musk. Thank you, Mr. Musk.
Because he's hurting. I had 28 Teslas.
All right. Well, the money that he got back, he could buy this rare item that you can purchase right now.
All
right. Is it A, a rare Pokemon card, B, a rare condiment packet, or C, a rare gas tank cap?
$100,000.
$100,000.
Gas tank.
God, at least the Pokemon card, I feel like it has a collectible value. It's got a market for it. The other two sound stupid, so it's probably one of those two.
I'm going B.
You're going with the condiment packet?
No, that barbecue sauce is expensive.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Some sort of old mayonnaise packet.
From McDonald's.
Yep,
the first packet.
Original ketchup from McDonald's.
All right, well, Zach, you should have went with your logic because it is the Pokemon card.
That means you're wrong.
Only 7 were made, and this one was just found recently or put on the internet recently, and it is going for upwards $100,000 in auction right now.
Did you ever wonder that, Monica,
really?
With your kids? Where because my son has had some Pokemon cards, and he just throws them in a can and brings them all over the place, and they're all just... He probably had one that was worth $100,000, and I didn't know it, and he was just eating the corner of it, or just threw it away, or it's just on the ground in my basement right now.
And Zach, you collect baseball cards, or you used to collect baseball cards. There's probably a card in there right now that's worth at least 5 figures.
Doubtful. Most baseball cards are worth 5 cents now. Unfortunately, I should have bought the Pokemon cards instead. I should have bought more Garbage Pail Kids. Those things are worth more money now.
Okay, fair point.
All right, let's get to crime. Here we go.
Yep. This dude, he just wanted to see his girlfriend. Guy in Florida wanted to see his girlfriend in California. So he needed transportation. He tried to steal what? A, a horse. B, a plane. C, a tractor.
All very Florida-y.
Yeah, a plane, you got to know how to pilot it.
Well, you know what, Antoine? And a plane makes way too much sense for a Florida man story.
I'm going with a horse.
I'm feeling tractor. There's no door, so it's kind of easy to get on. And he figures, look, it's like a car. I'll get there eventually. I'm going to go tractor.
I'm heading to California. Yeah, uh-huh. Move out the way. You both are wrong. A plane.
He showed up at the airport.
He showed up at an airport, and he walked over to a flight instructor and said, hey, do you know how to fly this plane? And he was like, yeah. The dude proceeded to jump in the plane. He climbed the wing, hopped in the plane, and they had to call the cops. He said, I just want to see my girlfriend in California, and I need to get there.
Take me there. This plane is going to California.
He's trying to take a plane.
But can you make a left?
See? Had he taken the tractor, Antoine, we wouldn't have had this problem.
He would have been all right.
Just take the tractor.
Yeah, exactly. It would have taken him a while.
It would take you, like, a week or so? 2 weeks to get to California?
On a tractor? At least 2 weeks.
If I can't be angry at a group of people, it's the people that are on tractors. And I understand the tractors have to get from point A to point B. But when you get stuck behind a tractor and they're so wide you can't see around them, it's the worst.
Yeah. Yes.
Something in at least 2 weeks.
In the country?
Because it takes about an hour just to get down 24. So I can only imagine if you're trying to go all the way to California.
They say silence is golden.
Yes.
Sometimes it's not. Sometimes silence is not golden. Sometimes it's due to brown, and you don't like it, and you don't want it, and you can't have it.
It's just weird.
Yep. It's just, you know what it is? So all quiet stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, really think right this. Now. Just
hey.
I don't like this.
No, I don't like it either.
No.
Can't do it. Antoine can't shave without noise.
Yeah. I have to. I will.
That's okay.
If my phone is about to die, I will take the charger to the bathroom to plug my phone up. So that there's at least music or a YouTube video playing while I shave.
You must have noise while you shave.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I just don't want to just hear that bzzz constantly. I don't want to hear that. It's already loud enough.
Interesting.
No shaving on my head. So I need something. So if I'm running, shaving, cutting the grass, I need music.
Oh, running
or
is
something.
Definitely one. I don't know. If someone runs without earbuds, I feel like they're plotting. Something.
Yeah, they're planning.
What?
They have to be.
I don't have earbuds when I run.
I don't think you've made a good point. I don't think you've made a good point there, Monica.
What do you do?
I look around, talk to people.
How are you talking to people
if you're on the run?
I didn't think it was odd to run without any kind of earbuds.
I think it's very odd.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
No, because how does one get into their zone? You're not in a zone. You're just out there.
Yeah. What do you?
Sometimes I sing to myself or talk to myself.
How do you have this breath to sing to yourself? I don't think you're doing this running thing correctly.
I don't think she's running.
I don't think you're running at all, actually.
Maybe she, you know what, Antoine? Maybe she thinks running is when you sit on the deck with a glass of wine. Is that what you think this is?
No.
Is that what you think running is?
I don't have any kind of earbuds, no music. There's no music.
How are you able to sing to yourself if you're really running? Like, I think about singing to myself and I lose extra breath.
Yeah.
None of this makes sense to me right now. How many lungs do you have?
Six. She has six lungs. Yeah. Monica, aren't you one of those crazy people, too, that sometimes drives in silence?
Oh, yeah. I do that every morning.
Also, I don't want to use this word, so I'm going to say it as affectionately as possible. Psychopath.
Right. Oh, wait. Let me try to see if I can say it nicer. Yeah, psychopath.
It's time to, like, meditate.
Meditate? It's like it's time to focus on the road.
Please don't meditate while you're driving.
I mean, it's
That's the worst time to meditate.
Don't go completely into a zone.
This is
how
you hit
driving.
A deer, just but so you know.
The deer hit me, so the deer needed to meditate.
Right, the deer tried to wake you up.
Down. Yeah.
That's all it was.
She's in her zen mode. I need to help her out. Yeah.
I like quiet when I first hop in the car. I like it just to be quiet. I don't want to hear anything.
That's crazy.
No. Something has to be like, I have to be really depressed to be silent. Like, on the brink of tears.
You know, this was supposed to be a topic where we talked about the places that you needed noise, but now I almost feel like it's the odd places where you enjoy silence.
running in your car?
Uh-huh.
That's so weird.
Yeah. No, I don't like either of those
things.
There's
a lot of people. You can text in 52353. There's other people out there, I guarantee you, that hop in the car. They just don't hear anything.
And you know what?
Maybe that's it's because my house is usually so loud.
You know, there is an argument to that.
Maybe that's
I think it is important for everyone to text in to 52353 who does those two things in silence, not to show Monica any support, but so we can keep an accurate list of who you are.
Oh, I was just ready to block them. Yeah, we can keep a list. I was going to block them. Okay.
Put them on some sort of no-fly list or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, what are you doing all quiet and stuff? You can text into 52353. This is not quiet next. It's the all-movie shouting edition of the Backwards game. We're yelling, but we do know why. That's next.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.